Model Test 2.
Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 11. You look so distressed. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Well, thank you, but I guess no one can help me but myself.
What does the man imply?
Question 12. You are in great shape now, and you must have lost some weight.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've been going to a yoga club for 30 years now.
What can we learn from the conversation?
Question 13. You look so pale and tired, Brian.
Yeah, I've been feeling under the weather recently. I caught a bad flu last week and I haven't gotten over it.
What does the man imply? Question 14. I hear you are troubled by the noise of construction outside of your apartment. Have you considered buying some earplugs?
You bet. I've got great trouble in sleeping.
What can we learn from the conversation? Question 15. So, what's wrong with the drain? The water won't go down.
Let me have a look. Well, the drain is blocked by some leftovers.
Where does the conversation most probably take place? Question 16. Why are you so strongly opposed to your son skipping a grade at school?
He will put himself under a lot of pressure if he skips a grade. Although I want him to be successful, I want him to be happy.
Why does the man oppose to his son skipping a grade? Question 17. Honey, I'd like to have a talk about the coming wedding ceremony sometime today.
I'd love to, but I've got a pretty tight schedule today.
What is the relationship between the two speakers?
Question 18. You must have seen the movie. Was it as good as you expected?
To tell the truth, the plot is so boring that I fell asleep.
What does the woman think about the movie?
Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. We seem to be having this conversation over and over again.
You're definitely right.
Look, I know how you feel about my smoking. You don't have to tell me every day.
I'm sorry. I worry about you. You know, smoking does harm to our heart, our muscles, and even our mental health.
I know. But work and school have me stressed out.
Let's be honest. There's always going to be a reason. After you graduate, it's going to be hard to find a job. Then there will be the stress from just starting a job. Then...
Okay, I get your point. It's just so hard. You don't really understand because you've never smoked.
You need some help. Why don't you go to a doctor?
You mean a psychiatrist?
No, I mean a general practitioner.
Really? I believe I can't quit on my own. But I'll think about it. I will.
All right. I won't mention it for a week. Then I want to know your decision because I need to rethink our plans if you don't get some help.
You mean you'd break our engagement over this? I can't believe it.
I don't know. I really treasure this relationship, but I'm not sure I could accept everything that goes along with the smoking.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why does the woman oppose smoking?
Question 20. Why does the man want to smoke?
Question 21. What does the woman suggest the man do to give up smoking?
Question 22. What is the relationship between the two speakers? Conversation 2. I have heard that it's going to be really cold this winter.
Well, you didn't expect it to be warm, did you?
Of course not, but I just heard the National Weather Service's prediction for the next 90 days. They said it's supposed to be much colder weather than usual.
Yeah, maybe. Personally, I think those long-range forecasts are useless.
I'm afraid that I cannot agree with you.
Oh, come on. It looks like you're talking about what's going to happen 3 months from now.
Well, you are halfway right. They aren't very good for rainfall, but they are a lot better for temperatures, especially for this time of the year.
Really? So I should take them seriously about the cold, but not count too much on a lot of extra snow?
Ha ha.
But what did you say about this time of the year? Do some seasons really give them more problems in making a forecast?
Autumn is the worst. Apparently, weather patterns change so much then. Just think how variable our weather has been the last 3 months.
That's true. It probably would have been hard to predict all those changes back in the summer. You are beginning to convince me of the value of weather forecasting. How come you know so much about it?
I get my information from an expert at the Weather Bureau. Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 23. How does the woman know the weather this winter?
Question 24. What is the man's attitude towards weather forecasts?
Question 25. Which season is it now?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. When Thomas Edison was born in the small town of Milan, Ohio, in 1847, America was just beginning its great industrial development. In his lifetime of 84 years, Edison shared the excitement of America's growth into a modern nation. The time in which he lived was an age of invention, filled with human and scientific adventures, and Edison became the hero of that age. As a boy, Edison was not a good student. His parents took him out of school, and his mother taught him at home, where his great curiosity and desire to experiment often got him into trouble. When he was 6, he set fire to his father's barn to see what would happen. When he was 10, Edison built his own chemistry laboratory. He sold sandwiches and newspapers on the trains in order to earn money to buy supplies for his laboratory. His parents became accustomed, more or less, to his experiments and the explosions which sometimes shook the house. Edison's work as a sales boy with the railroad introduced him to the telegraph, and he built his own telegraph set. 6 years later, in 1869, Edison arrived in New York City, poor and in debt. He went to work with a telegraph company. It was there that he became interested in the uses of electricity. From then on, he started his amazing life as the greatest inventor ever.
Questions 26 to 29 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. What happened to America during the mid-19th century?
Question 27. Which statement on Edison's childhood is true according to the passage?
Question 28. For what purpose did he sell sandwiches and newspapers on the trains?
Question 29. When did he start his amazing life as the greatest inventor?
Passage 2. Stockholm is, without doubt, one of the most beautiful national capitals in the world. The old town in summer is particularly spectacular, and walking around the city's waterways and parks is a glorious way to spend a week-long stretch of European summer. Almost 2 million people live in Greater Stockholm, and over 15% of them are immigrants. Just stroll through the streets and you'll hear everything from Polish to Japanese. The city's royal residences include the largest palace in the world, still in use. The city, with its maritime bent and international flavour, is a magnet for tourists. It is ideally situated for trade connections, with the 24,000 islands protecting the urban islands from the open seas. In fact, the city is best seen from the water. Most of Sweden has a cool, temperate climate, but the southern quarter of the country has a warm, temperate climate. Sweden is shielded from rainy Atlantic weather systems and can be influenced by high pressure over Russia, giving fine weather instead. Stockholm has an average of about 9 hours of sunshine daily from May to July.
Questions 30 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 30. According to the passage, where is particularly spectacular in summer?
Question 31. How many people live in Stockholm?
Question 32. Which statement is true according to the passage? Passage 3. It has been shown that children who smoke have certain characteristics. Compared with non-smokers, they are more rebellious. Their work becomes worse as they move up in school. They are more likely to leave school early and commit crimes, and are more often sexually mature. Many of these features can be summarized as anticipation of adulthood. There are a number of factors which determine the start of smoking, and these are largely psychological and social. They include availability of cigarettes, curiosity, rebelliousness, appearing tough, anticipation of adulthood, social confidence, the example of parents and teachers, and smoking by friends and older brothers and sisters. It should be much easier to prevent children from starting to smoke than to persuade adults to give up the habit once established, but in fact this has proved very difficult. The example set by people in authority, especially parents, healthcare workers and teachers, is of prime importance. School rules should forbid smoking by children at school. There is, however, a risk of children smoking just to rebel against the rules, and even in those schools which have tried to enforce no smoking by physical punishment, there is as much smoking as in other schools. Nevertheless, banning smoking is probably on balance beneficial. Teachers, too, should not smoke at school, at least not in front of children.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33. Which is not a certain characteristic of children who smoke?
Question 34. Which is not an element determining the start of smoking?
Question 35. Why is there a risk in banning smoking in schools?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage.
Some people say that if you want to go into the recording business, it's not what you know, but who you know that matters. My first reaction to that is to disagree, but on second thoughts, I must admit that there is some truth in it. When you go for an interview for a job in a studio, they will be interested in the qualification you have on paper, but the real important thing will be that you can show you have had some useful experience. If you don't know anyone significant, look in the yellow pages for the list of local studios. Go round to the ones that seem to be professional and ask them if they need extra help. They will not want to employ you unless you have some previous experience, so tell them that you will work there for nothing, that you are just interested in recording, and that you are on the lookout for any job that comes up. You should display your personality as good as you can. If they accept you, at first you have to make the tea or sweep the floor. When they get to know you and see that you like studio work, they may give you more interesting jobs and think of employing you. You will have to spend a year or so working there before they offer you a job. If the studio is an active one doing music and speech work, you will be able to learn a lot about recording in a year. Of course, if you realize that the studio is not a prosperous one, leave it instantly and look for another one.
Now the passage will be read again.
Some people say that if you want to go into the recording business, it's not what you know, but who you know that matters. My first reaction to that is to disagree, but on second thoughts, I must admit that there is some truth in it. When you go for an interview for a job in a studio, they will be interested in the qualification you have on paper, but the real important thing will be that you can show you have had some useful experience. If you don't know anyone significant, look in the yellow pages for the list of local studios. Go round to the ones that seem to be professional and ask them if they need extra help. They will not want to employ you unless you have some previous experience, so tell them that you will work there for nothing, that you are just interested in recording, and that you are on the lookout for any job that comes up. You should display your personality as good as you can. If they accept you, at first you have to make the tea or sweep the floor. When they get to know you and see that you like studio work, They may give you more interesting jobs and think of employing you. You will have to spend a year or so working there before they offer you a job. If the studio is an active one doing music and speech work, you will be able to learn a lot about recording in a year. Of course, if you realize that the studio is not a prosperous one, leave it instantly and look for another one.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
Some people say that if you want to go into the recording business, it's not what you know, but who you know that matters. My first reaction to that is to disagree, but on second thoughts, I must admit that there is some truth in it. When you go for an interview for a job in a studio, they will be interested in the qualification you have on paper. But the real important thing will be that you can show you have had some useful experience. If you don't know anyone significant, look in the yellow pages for the list of local studios. Go round to the ones that seem to be professional and ask them if they need extra help. They will not want to employ you unless you have some previous experience, so tell them that you will work there for nothing, that you are just interested in recording, and that you are on the lookout for any job that comes up. You should display your personality as good as you can. If they accept you, at first you have to make the tea or sweep the floor. When they get to know you and see that you like studio work, they may give you more interesting jobs and think of employing you. You will have to spend a year or so working there before they offer you a job. If the studio is an active one doing music and speech work, you will be able to learn a lot about recording in a year. Of course, if you realize that the studio is not a prosperous one, leave it instantly and look for another one.
This is the end of listening comprehension.